From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate took historic action today, voting to confirm Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. On the eve of a month-long recess, senators voted 68-31 to approve the first Hispanic to the U.S. High Court. Sotomayor is due to be sworn in as Associate Supreme Court Justice on Saturday. Also today, the Senate voted to extend the popular Cash for Clunkers program. By a vote of 60-37, the measure injects another $2 billion in the program to keep it running. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The money will help Americans buy hundreds of thousands of new, more fuel-efficient cars, the White House says. And $2 billion more dollars should make the program last through August. The cost of it is what Republican Senator John McCain objected to.
At some point, this kind of thing has to stop. The national debt has climbed to $11.6 trillion.
But Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow reminded senators of how popular Cash for Clunkers is.
The reality is that after only a week and a half into the program, we are back asking that the additional money that we had originally asked for in the beginning be appropriated because this has worked.
It now goes to the president's desk. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Two Obama administration officials are expressing concern about the growing reach of a Somali militia group called Al-Shabaab. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Al-Shabaab first came to the attention of U.S. intelligence officials about 9 months ago. That's when they discovered that some two dozen young Somalis from Minneapolis had traveled to Somalia and joined the group. Al-Shabaab is on the U.S. State Department's list of terrorist organizations, and for the most part, it's concentrated on the civil war in Somalia. That changed this week when Al-Shabaab trainees in Australia were arrested for allegedly plotting to attack an Australian military base. Secretary of State Clinton told reporters in Africa that she thought Al-Shabaab saw Somalia as a future haven for global terrorism, and the U.S. needed to stop that. President Obama's assistant for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, John Brennan, sounded the same alarm. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
U.S. intelligence officials are looking into reports that the leader of the Taliban in Pakistan has been killed by a U.S. missile strike. Baitullah Massoud is suspected of having ties with al-Qaeda and orchestrating dozens of suicide bombings in Pakistan. The Department of Homeland Security says the U.S. will no longer house illegal immigrant families at a former prison in Central Texas. It's the first step in shifting the U.S. immigration detention policy from a criminal to a civil system. On Wall Street today, the Dow lost 24 points to close at 9,256. This is NPR News. The former CEO of American International Group, Maurice Hank Greenberg, has agreed to pay $15 million to settle an investigation into an accounting scandal at the giant insurer. The Securities and Exchange Commission accused Greenberg and AIG's former CFO of allowing false financial statements to be published between 2000 and 2005, inflating the company's investment income and hiding losses. Near collapse last year, AIG was propped up by billions in taxpayer money. The Federal Aviation Administration has ordered airlines to modify their Boeing 767s to reduce the chance of mid-air explosions. NPR's Martin Costi has details.
Airlines are being told to install automatic shutoff systems on the jet's fuel pumps. The fear is that under certain conditions, a pump might ignite the explosive gases in a fuel tank as it empties out. Such an explosion is not known to have happened to a 767, but a similar situation is believed to have destroyed a 747 jumbo jet off the coast of Long Island in 1996. Since that accident, the FAA has taken a closer look at the dangers of explosive air and fuel mixtures in empty fuel tanks, and Boeing, which makes the 767, advised airlines 2 years ago to install the fuel pump shutoff systems. The FAA order now makes that fix mandatory. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
The U.S. Postal Service may have to cut Saturday delivery. In testimony today on Capitol Hill, the Postmaster General said the recession is forcing the Postal Service to make some tough choices. It's facing a $7 billion deficit by September. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.